You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. This is an AMA episode, Ask Me Anything. If you have a question about business, short-term rental, hospitality, whatever that might be, you can go to thanksforvisiting.me. In the upper right-hand corner is a red button, and it'll take you to a page where you record your voice. And if we feel your question would be really beneficial to all listeners and viewers on YouTube and here in the podcast, we will answer it here on the show.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How much money do you think we would have if we got a dollar for every time we said thanks for visiting together?
I don't know, but it's still fun all these years later.
It still is fun, but now I'm trying to do the math.
Well, if we say at the beginning of the show and the end of the show,
we have how many episodes? 200 and some episodes. What episode did we start saying it?
And what made us start saying it?
I don't know, because I was never a cheerleader. It seems very... I don't know.
Okay. We never sat down and said, you know what, we should do
it in tandem. Maybe we both... I bet you what happened is we both tried to talk at the same time.
Because we both like to talk.
And we said it at the same time. We're like, oh, that works. Okay, yeah. That was my Ask TFE question for the day.
I'm sure our listeners thought that really valuable. Okay, but now Jasmine has a valuable question she's going to ask, and we're gonna chat about it. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Jasmine. I am from Texas, Houston to be exact. My question is, when they request a long-term stay, such as 3 months or so, and you go through their profile to review, and they show that they just joined, so like joined 2023, no previous reviews. Also, when their message says, all it says is hi, and is your house available for long term? Do we decline, approve, or what is the process? Is this an automatic red flag for such squatters or anything like that? Thank you.
Can I go first?
Yeah, that's a great question. Do we say that every time?
Great question.
Okay. Yep, go ahead.
Okay. And I've learned, because I also think about these questions, Jasmine, you know, what is a red flag? It is one of my biggest worries. I know it's a lot of you listeners, it's your biggest worry. Who is coming into our home? But here's what I can tell you, and it kind of brings me peace, is I'm on a lot of like Facebook groups with real estate investors. And from a story that just happened in one of my groups where a guy had tenants for years and years, always paid on time, they were always fantastic, to now he's in a legal battle with them trying to evict them. And he's like, this happened out of nowhere. What the heck? To someone in our membership who it was a weekend stay and they couldn't get the door code to work and they knocked the door in and then they told her that they don't want to leave and they are going to protect themselves with their Second Amendment rights. Like, here's the thing, we're in the business of people and there's only so much you can do. And we're going to talk about what you can do. And this is not meant to scare you. Honestly, it's meant to say, you know what? If you're in this because you love doing it, there is some inherent risk and you can do everything you can to protect yourself. And if something were to happen, you take it one moment at a time. You make sure you have a good attorney that you trust who knows what you're doing so that you can call them immediately to help you walk you through that process. And that's what you do.
And I think this question also, this type of inquiry is not just for long-term stays, midterm stays. This could be a five-day stay, a one-night stay. This is a common inquiry or, you know, question that might seem very brief. But again, that's where we as hosts need to extend the hand to help them understand the platform a little bit better. So that curt, I guess we might say that curt and very short inquiry is not an instant red flag.
No. No, it's not an instant red flag, but it is like, I need to get more out of you.
This is a red flag for yourself to, I need to maybe ask more questions. So let's go through how to kind of like the comeback. I don't think it's an immediate no.
I don't either because I've been surprised over people who are just really brief in their communication,
yes,
but we do need to let them know. So for example, if this were to happen to me, some things that come to my mind of things I would ask is, hi, it's possible that we could accommodate you for 3+ months. There are some questions I have for you. And if you're willing to have a conversation, we can figure out if my place is a good fit for you.
Yes. What Sarah just said is the best. If they, I want to see if my place is a great fit for you. So it puts it right back to them. It's not like, I want to see if you're a good guest for my place. Uh-uh. I want to see if this is a good space for you. That is like such a warm welcome. And it puts the ball back in their court of mm-hmm. like, oh, they're in quote unquote control of the conversation and what they're looking for in the space. Love that. Love that.
Yeah. And then you could follow it up with what is bringing you to town. And with that information, they tell you about a special project that they're working on or a hospital. You can do some side Googling and see if that is true.
Right.
I would ask them, you know, who is coming with you? Are you bringing any pets? And do you understand that if you stay with me longer than 28 days, I will require my own due diligence to verify your, you have to do a background check and sign an additional lease with me mm-hmm. if you're comfortable with that. And I have that in my house rules too. So if they were to go over my house rules, I see that I'm not singling them out.
Right.
This is a blanket rule that I would have for all of my stays that are over 28 days, regardless if they are quote unquote verified mm-hmm. by whatever platform they're on. We have additional steps they have to take mm-hmm. in order
Absolutely.
To be approved by us. Anything else you can think of, Annette? Because then the conversation would start and we might have more questions.
Yeah. And the thing is too, you can kind of just say, like, obviously this person with no reviews just joining, you can even be excited. Like, hey, I see you're new to the platform. Mm. Do you have any questions about using Airbnb? Like, that's also a really warm welcome. Like, hey, I see you. I'm paying attention to who you are. I'm not just blanket answering things that are coming through the app. I think that's also a really good way to welcome them to the platform and educate them as guests. And so you can, you know, are there any questions for me? So I think letting them know you see that with them, that they're new to the platform and welcoming them and what questions might they have too. So yeah. But again, not an immediate
no,
because also, we all have to start somewhere. Like, even as a host, the first time we have someone stay with us, is this a red flag? They've never had a guest before. We all have to start with zero reviews and just join in a platform.
Right.
So we all start somewhere.
Another good question to ask too, like right off the bat, because sometimes it'll nip it in the bud and it'll end the conversation, is what is your budget for your 3 months stay?
Mm.
Because they might be mm-hmm. someone wanting for a place that, this happens to us all the time, where our one bedrooms and midterm stay, you know, we're starting at, let's just say $2,000. And their budget is $1,000. Okay, so we're not aligned.
Yeah, we don't want to waste your time.
Right, right. So that's also another great opening line question mm-hmm. of what to ask to see if you know, if there's any, some synergy there.
Yeah. But Jasmine,
good
from
question.
Houston, great question. Thanks for reaching out.
And I hope that was helpful.
Yeah.
With that, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.